It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. During our show on the politics of offshore drilling, many of you wrote in with stories about what it's like to live alongside the platforms and the oil rigs. Bill in Tucson, Arizona emailed, "I grew up in South Louisiana and worked for several years during college for an oil field supply company. The pollution comprised random and not overly common problems of crude oil that sometimes showed up on the beach together with jetsam from the rigs and the numerous supply and shrimping vessels. Bottom line is that it's a dirty business, but my perception was that the companies did a pretty good job of not making a mess." Paula Steiner, who now lives in Jacksonville, Florida, has a different memory. "I came up in Houston, and when I used to go to Galveston Beach, you were not prepared for a beach outing if you didn't have a bottle of baby oil to clean the beach tar off your feet. I live in Florida now, no offshore rigs and no beach tar either. If we start with the offshore drilling here, we could be cleaning beach tar off of our feet long after the oil has all been drilled up. Let's not." At the museum last week, we talked about the controversy over reporting on John Edwards' extramarital affair. The senior executive editor of the National Enquirer told us he feels vindicated now that the story his paper broke months ago has been verified and picked up by the mainstream media. "Just because the National Enquirer's story of John Edwards' affair turned out to be true does not mean they are right," complained a listener named Rhonda Shell. "They are wrong to pursue these types of useless and mindless stories. There are more important things in this world that need to be brought to the attention of the public, and I, for one, am tired of the airwaves being taken up by this nonsense. The only person who cares about Senator Edwards' affair is his wife." Anlika Schauer, another listener, would disagree. "I've been waiting for months to see this in the mainstream media. I'm a Democrat, and John Edwards could have had my vote, so this is a story I want and need to know, just like any voter. A candidate whose personal life is in shambles, who could be blackmailed while in office, and whose wife encouraged him to run even as she knew this. This is not a man I want in office or anywhere where he can have a voice or an influence in my future. If the Enquirer had gotten this wrong, Mr. Edwards would have sued them very quickly." Finally, we continued our summer movie festival last Thursday with some of your favorite nuke flicks, Dr. Strangelove, On the Beach. You can see what other listeners voted for on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. This week, Murray Horwitz is back. We want to know all about the dame that done you wrong. What femme fatale kept you coming back for more despite the danger? Veronica Lake, Lauren Bacall, Sharon Stone, got a match? The email is talk@npr.org. Please put movies in the subject line. If you have any other comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email at that same address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Susanna George, David Gura, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. Our intern is Elizabeth Anderson. Gwen Uten directs the program. The associate producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior supervising producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.